Penguin Random House Audio presents Funny Girl by Nick Hornby. Read for you by Emma Fielding. Audition. 1. She didn't want to be a beauty queen. But as luck would have it, she was about to become one. There were a few aimless minutes between the parade and the announcement, so friends and family gathered round the girls to offer congratulations and crossed fingers. The little groups that formed reminded Barbara of Licorice Catherine wheels. A girl in a sugary bright pink or blue bathing suit at the centre, a swirl of dark brown or black raincoats around the outside. It was a cold, wet July day at the South Shore Baths, and the contestants had mottled, bumpy arms and legs. They looked like turkeys hanging in a butcher's window. Only in Blackpool, Barbara thought, could you win a beauty competition looking like this. Barbara hadn't invited any friends, and her father was refusing to come over and join her, so she was stuck on her own. He was just sat there in a deck chair, pretending to read the Daily Express. The two of them would have made a tatty, half-eaten Catherine Wheel, but even so, she would have appreciated the company. In the end, she went over to him. Leaving the rest of the girls behind made her feel half-naked and awkward, rather than glamorous and poised, and she had to walk past a lot of wolf-whistling spectators. When she reached her father's spot at the shallow end, she was probably fiercer than she wanted to be.
"What are you doing, Dad?" she hissed.
The people sitting near him, bored, mostly elderly holidaymakers, suddenly went rigid with excitement.
One of the girls, right in front of them, telling her father off.
"Oh, hello, love.
Why won't you come?"